Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon if you like. It is the 23rd of October 2012. It's a Tuesday. I wanted to offer up a suggestion for Stefano. Stefano's just started using Downcast and has had a problem with continuous play not working. I think I might know what the solution is. I've heard Mac's response, and I agree with a hell of a lot of what Mac has said, and it truly is, as Mac said, very, very valuable app, very, very useful for Audioboo consumption and all that sort of thing. But I think I might know exactly the problem that you're having, Stefano, and it didn't seem to be Mac didn't cover it. In the Downcast app, I had the same problem when I first started using it. I had the same problem where I would go in all the settings, like Mac was saying, and I would make sure that it was set up to play continuously, and then I would go into the app and I'd start playing stuff and fiddle with the volume and all that sort of things, and then it wouldn't play. And I was like, why isn't it playing continuously? And I go back into settings, and mysteriously the continuous play thing had been switched off again. And I was like, that's really bizarre that it should be doing that. So I contacted Downcast and asked them about this, and they said, it's that little swirly button. And yeah, sure enough, exactly what happened. So I'd set it to, I'd set it up with this playlist and, play continuously, set that as my preference. And then I started playing, and in the interface, there's, at the bottom left-hand side, there's a little kind of like an infinity sign, or kind of S shape on its side with a couple of arrows on it. I saw that thing, and it was lit up in blue, and I thought, that's random play. I don't want to have random play. I want to listen in order. So I pressed that button, and it went away from being blue and turned into white or grey or something, indicating I'd switched off. So I thought, brilliant, I've switched off the random play feature. That isn't a random play feature. That is the continuous play feature. So it's possible what you're doing, Slandy, is exactly what I did, is you're hitting that button thinking that that's something else, that's random play or something, and you're actually switching off the continuous play feature by accident. So I think that's what's happening. Let me know if that is truly the case, if that's what's going on. I'd be very interested to find out whether that helps. I don't think it's the best. I love Downcast. And I use it, daily. And as Max said, I wouldn't be without it. But I don't think it's the best choice of a design for the icon for switching on and off the continuous play feature to have this swirly arrow, because I don't think it's obvious that that's exactly what it means. I wish they would change that design to a different icon or the word. Change it to the word continuous play or something. I mean, it's really helpful to have that button to be able to switch continuous play on and off at will from within the player, rather than having to go into the preferences all the time. Because sometimes, I do want to just let it play through to the end of whatever it's playing and then stop, whereas most of the time I want it playing continuously. So it's really good to be able to toggle that on and off from the interface, from within that main player interface. But I do think it's a bad choice of icon design, and I suspect that that's what's foxed you too. It's foxed lots of people, and that's exactly why, if you look in the help page for Downcast, it's the first thing that they talk about on the help page. So I think that shows you that they get a lot of calls about this particular interface design problem. So there we are. Anything I want to talk about quickly is I did a Music Monday yesterday, but thus far I've only published it on the Cake Folder account. So what I've been doing is I've been producing a piece of music every Monday, sometimes more often than that, and then posting it into my Cake Folder account just as the song itself. And then I've been doing a boo in this SM2N account where I would talk about the song and then play it. But today I've been, or yesterday, I was too lazy to do that. So I'm just telling you now, I've done another song, another piece of music, and you can listen to it on the Cake Folder account of in Audioboo. Excuse me. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.